Thank you for calling PCSI, celebrating 20 years as a technology leader. Your call is very important to us, and our receptionist will be with you shortly. Right now, we join PCSI on the air.
You're now on the air with Chuck and Birdie, and come on, really, is there anything better than summertime in Chicago?
Oh, I love summer in Chicago. It almost, just barely, though, makes up for surviving the winters in this city each year.
True.
Chuck, I already told you that my favorite thing about summer is eating outdoors with my husband, but you never told me your favorite part about the season.
Well, mine is also food related.
No surprise there.
All right, hands down, my favorite summer activity is the taste of Chicago.
Oh, I love that too.
I love the idea of all day grazing.
Totally. Mm. And at least you burn off half the calories with all the walking, right?
Oh, yeah. So I did a little research, and do you know what the number one most consumed item was at the Taste of Chicago?
Well, if it's my favorite, it's totally the chocolate dipped cheesecake on a stick.
No, I'll tell you what's number one at the Taste right after we check news and weather. Birdie?
Well, no doubt 2011 may be the year of social media, and Chicago is claiming some bragging rights. The second city has the second largest number of Twitter users in the nation, and the third largest worldwide. Only London and LA have more tweeters than Chi-Town. The full top 10 Twitter cities is at our website, PCSIontheair.com. In other technology news, this summer marks the 20th anniversary for Tinley Park's PCSI, Chicagoland's premier telephone system and computer support company for small businesses. Chuck will have an exclusive interview with PCSI co-founder and CFO Vince Arden later this show. And weather, surprise, more heat, more humidity. Yes, welcome to Chicago. Don't forget, for more info on any topics on this episode, head over to PCSIontheair.com.
Thanks, Birdie. We were just talking about the Taste of Chicago. Do you know it's the largest food festival in the entire planet?
The largest?
Yeah. Wow. Well, and as popular as the cheesecake, turkey legs, and barbecue ribs are, the food booth that had the most buyers was the original rainbow cone.
Yes. That's totally another one of my favorites.
We'll share a link of some highlights from the Taste 2011 at PCSIontheair.com.
And a hot and up-and-coming indie band from Canada is around the corner. More On the Air with Chuck and Birdie after this.
Finding solutions for small businesses. That's what PCSI has been about for two decades. We know that phone problems and computer network issues can cripple a business's day-to-day operations. We have the expertise, the experience, and the proven track record to give the best communication service to the Metro Chicago region. Count on Preferred Communication Systems to help your business succeed. See an overview of PCSI and read customer reviews at preferredsys.com. That's preferredsys.com.
This is On the Air with Chuck and Birdie. Think about how the world has changed over the last 20 years. The smartphone is only 4 years old. Facebook only arrived 7 years ago. 20 years ago, you would rent movies by actually getting in your car and driving to a local video store. And hey, DVDs weren't even invented yet. In 1991, pretty much no one had a website, an email address, or a laser printer. So our guest right now is Vince Arden, who co-founded PCSI in that summer of 91. First, congrats on your 20-year anniversary.
It's a great milestone to have as an accomplishment in business, and especially with today's economic times, it certainly has a rewarding feel to it.
There's been so many technology advances over the last two decades, especially with computers. Do you think that gives you an advantage today?
Oh, absolutely. I think when you have that many years of experience, there's a lot that you've seen. And more so as it relates to how businesses function. So having that 20 years of business experience definitely helps us help them look at business line objectives, not just what's the cool technology that's out this week.
Vince, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing small to medium businesses in the next few years?
I think it's always trying to improve that bottom line. And what we're seeing a lot of recently is that we have people that need to do more with less, but they continue to try to dabble in their own technology, and they need to be out selling and promoting their business or their association or nonprofit. The challenge will be for small business owners, small to medium-sized business owners, to recognize where they're most valuable is at the helm of their business, leading their company, driving revenue, improving process, not in the tactical or the technology areas of their business.
Just some of our conversation with co-founder and CFO of Tinley Parks PCSI, Vince Arden, this summer celebrating their 20-year anniversary. I had a few more questions for Vince, so check out our full interview at our site, PCSIontheair.com.
Cars getting cold and the jokes have gone on. Would you be so bold as to leave us out in the cold in the middle of the night with the darkness all around us? But the winds have changed up.
Music by indie Canadian band Hark the Herons with New Start to Start.
Oh, I love that song. We have a link on our site to check out more of their music, by the way, at PCSIontheair.com.
Todd's here, which means it's time for our sports report.
Hey, Todd.
Hey there, Chuck and Birdie. Well, this year it doesn't matter if you're a Cubs or a Sox fan. Both teams have been a major disappointment in 2011. But the good news, it's not too early to start talking Bears football. If the NFL season starts on time, which might be a big if, then the Bears will once again hold training camp on the campus of Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais, with the first preseason game scheduled for August 7th. There's some high expectations that 2011 will be another winning season for our Chicago Bears. Chuck?
Thanks, Todd. A few minutes ago, we interviewed PCSI co-founder Vince Arden, and our phone lines have been lighting up from folks who have used PCSI recently. So let's go out first to Dave in the South Suburbs. Dave, you have some thoughts about PCSI?
Yeah, I do. You know, we didn't really have the ability or peace of mind that we could recover from a server failure. And PCSI recommended their Total Data Secure solution, and it was really a no-brainer that we must do it for our business. Yeah, and as fate had it, our main file server had a major crash about 3 weeks after the TDS was put in.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad. But because we had their solution in place, they were able to get our critical server and data running in about 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're thankful to PCSI that my business, you know, didn't miss a beat.
All right, thanks for that. Well, now let's head out to Anita, the vice president of an Illinois construction company. You're on the air.
Well, you know, when I think of PCSI, the one word that comes to my mind is trust. And they've kept us informed on the latest technologies so we could service our clients nationally.
Oh, wow.
I've also relied on them to help me in my software and hardware purchases, so I can run our business profitably.
Yeah, good call. Thanks, Anita. Well, when we return, we'll look at the birthday calendar after this.
Having a good business phone system and website used to be a luxury. Today, these are necessities. Preferred Communication Systems is here for all your business communication needs. Whether it's getting you started or offering top-notch technical support, PCSI can come alongside where you're at and offer custom support to help your business thrive in the years ahead. Look through all the services PCSI can provide at preferredsys.com.
All right, Birdie, lots of unique birthdays through the summer.
That's right, Chuck. Oscar winner Tom Hanks turns 55 in July. NBA star Kobe Bryant is, only turning 33. And on August 4th, President Barack Obama turns the big 5-0. Finally, the Sony Walkman. Remember those?
Yeah.
They were introduced in the summer of 1979, 32 years ago.
And let's not forget this summer is PCSI's 20th birthday.
Yeah. It's great to have a local business that's standing the test of time.
You've been listening to PCSI On The Air. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Bertie. We love hanging out with you.
We have today's full episode and bonus materials available at PCSIOnTheAir.com. A special thanks to Vince Arden, our interview guest today, plus Todd with sports.
And don't forget to mention Mike, our technical engineer.
For Bertie, I'm Chuck. Stay tuned for an encore presentation.
Yep, except now you can pay even better attention.
Thanks for listening to PCSI On The Air.